Good morning, and welcome to this session. As we know, we all are living in a changing world. World is constantly changing. Problem we are facing right now, particularly in last 9 months, I have seen uncertainty, anxiety, unknown stress, unknown depression, they are becoming very common. As a human being, we have to increase our level to face the challenges of life. We all are living in a global world, competitive world, where constant competition is there. So to increase our level, in psychology we always say, I have to increase my level to unconscious competent level. Unconscious competent level means, at unconscious level also, I am competent to face the problem challenges of the life. Challenges will come in our life every day, every second. I cannot say, and even I cannot pray to God, don't give me the challenges, problem. But only solution with me is to take out the solutions, to rectify the problems as a leader. As a good leader, my job is to take out the solution to face the challenges. So I have to increase my level of psychology, my mind, level to unconscious competent. At conscious level, we all are competent. We are good. But the problem comes whenever problem comes sudden and at unconscious level. So during that time, if my brain, if my mind is working very good and I can catch the problem, I can judge the problem, then I can take the solution. I will start from a very beautiful caption of Rumi mythology. Rumi mythology, they say, you are unconditioned spirit, trapped in condition, as sun in eclipse. Explanation is, we all are unconditioned when we are born. But as we grow more and more, our program start in our mind from mother womb to 7 years to 9 years of the age. Till 9 years of the age, our programs go on, our conditioning go on. On average, I can say minimum of 3 lakhs program goes in by feeling. And these programs make up our personality as an adult. So whenever we face the problem and challenges, we want to take out solution from our subconscious mind, our conditioning. But basically we are unconditioned. And I can say now in this 21st century, we are facing different problems. And to face these different problems, I have to decondition my mind. So to become unconditioned, meditation is one of the method to remove our those deconditioned. Love inside, fire externally. L-I. Love inside, fire externally. Second meaning of life is L-I-F-E. Look inside, focus externally. If I want to play the match, I got information. I am master of information, knowledge master. But along with knowledge, information, I have to become wisdom master. Knowledge plus wisdom equal to self master. I need information, tools and technique of my science, of my medicine. But whenever I want to treat the patient, I need wisdom also. Because in medicine also right now, it is high tech and high touch. High tech is necessary, but high touch is also necessary. Both are needed as a physician, as a doctor. Same way in any field of life, we need both. So first thing, what I learned in spirituality, love yourself. Whenever you love yourself, you activate your resources within. I always say life is a game of 4 R. First R is role. Second R is responsibility. Third R is relationship. And fourth R is resources. Role, responsibility, relationship, resources. Out of 4 R, which R is more important? I would have interacted. Which R is more important? I always say our role. Basically, all 4 are interconnected to each other. But out of 4, my role is very important. Role means what I am, why I am here, and what is the responsibility given to me, and what are the resources within me. Once I am aware of my role, I can overcome any problem in my life. Any conflict in human life starts from the self, between conscious and subconscious mind. This is the first conflict happen in anyone. So once I am aware of my role, I can play my responsibility and I can take out my resources very better. Challenges are always there. Challenges are designed to give rise to change. And change gives rise to transformation. And our main purpose of human life is to start our transformation. And once I can start my transformation from a basic level to higher level, my purpose of life will be fulfilled. I agree with Mr. Aditya Birla, who said, clear vision, passion, and gut feeling, all three are needed for success. Clear vision, passion, and gut feeling. This is a very important statement. We need vision. Vision means clear thinking. What I want. In our spiritual language, I say vision means communication between mind and intellect. I always say in our body, as a human being, there is a software in my soul. Software is MIS. Mind, intellect, subconscious. M-I-S. management information system working through my brain, sending information to all the organs of the body. I have mentioned one more thing. In my mind, in my soul, software is TEAM. T, thoughts, E, emotion, A, attitude, M, memory. Thoughts, emotion, attitude, memory. This is my software. Working through higher brains of, through higher centers of the brain, sending information through neuroendocrine axis to various organs, system of the body. Holistic wellness means total healthy, complete healthy. As by definition of WHO, physical, mental, social, spiritual well-being of a person, not merely absence of disease. Physical, mental, social, spiritual well-being means healthy doesn't mean I don't have any disease. Healthy means I am all, at all level, all the spheres, physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual, all are working together. Because whenever I am going to anywhere, to my university, to my college, to my hospital, I am going as a total, as a human being. The word human being derived from Latin word humus and being. Humus means soil, S-O-I-L. Being means energy. So whenever I am going to anywhere, I am going total, whole. One side is my humus part, my role, my personality, my title, doctor, professor, engineer. And second part is my eternal energy, which I am. Role, title, personality, they are acquired. Energy, soul is always there. Soul means S-O-U-L. Soul means source of unique light. Source of universal light. This light, this energy is working through higher centers of the brain, sending information to various parts of the body. So the first requirement of human life right now, everyone is talking about health, immunity. Even I am gold medalist, I am a doctor, engineer or anything. But the first thing I required in my life is my good health, total health. And that is what I am going to share. Holistic health means what? Holistic health means my good sleep, diet, exercise, my behavior, my personality, my work situation, and my relationship. These all factors create good health or ill health. In any area, if I am lacking, it will be sickness. If they are in balance, it will be good health. I always give a one beautiful point to start. How medicine work. 1/3 of medicine work naturally. 1/3 healing in the body happen naturally. Even if I don't take medicine, healing is taking place in the body. That is why it is called healthy. Healthy means heal thy. Heal thy means I can heal myself. Role of doctor, role of hospital, role of medicine is there. But the major role is my own in healing. That is what holistic wellness means. So along with medicine, I have to heal myself. Another beautiful message given by Dr. Bernie Siegel, who is a surgical oncologist. I am a radiation oncologist, who wrote a book, Love Medicine Miracle, where he is mentioning about cancer patient. He is treating the cancer patient along with holistic approaches. In that he has mentioned, ill means what? I-L-L. Ill means what? Generally, ill means sickness. He said, ill means I lack law. I lack law. I also agree, two emotions control the life. Love and fear. Whenever love is unconditional, whenever I accept myself as a beautiful human being, I share same energy with others, that is called love. Another emotion is fear. Fear means F-E-A-R. Whenever fear is more dominant, anxiety is more and dominant, stress is more and dominant, depression is more and dominant, our blood is not here in the brain. Blood is not in our intestine. Blood is in our lower limbs. Whenever blood is constantly in lower limbs, blood coming back to heart become less and less. Anoxia happen, hypoxia happen, and genetic mutation start. That is why it is very important to live in this challenging world. First and beautiful exercise we all have to do every morning when we get up after getting ready. Do your exercise. Whichever you want, whatever you want, and then do one beautiful mental exercise. And that exercise is, raise your right hand and tell yourself, I love you. I love you. Whenever I love you, I love my heart. I love my lungs. Energy is passing to all the organs of the body. Love is a healing emotion. Majority of psychological problem I have seen, neurotic problem, it is due to lack of love somewhere as a child. And that creates a negative space in subconscious mind. And whenever that child grows, something happens. So first thing in our life, in the morning, give yourself positive energy. They have seen more heart attack on Monday morning. Why? This was a Western model. Now in India also I have seen people getting more depression, accident, heart attack, stroke on Monday morning. When I get up Monday morning, if I am not enjoying my work, I am going there, I am forcing myself, blood clotting happens. So it is very important every day give positive energy to yourself. I love you. Today is a good day. Let me enjoy today. Everything is today happening very good. Give positive energy to your workplace also before going to work. This thing I learned here in Brahma Kumaris when I was working as a MS at three places. Every day problem used to come. In hospital, multiple areas are there. In hospital, management is very tough because it is a live, living being coming in contact. It's not a machine or material. It is a living being, human being. So I learned every morning when I come out from my home, from my room, give energy to myself. I am going to enjoy today. Today is a great day. Everyone is very good. And I love myself. So with that positive energy, when I am going to my workplace, I am spreading that vibration to my colleagues. So whoever coming to me, I will give them solution. They are coming with frustration, negativity, which is going to happen all the time. But we have to give them positive energy. So coming back to our illness, first healing mantra is love yourself. Communicate your subconscious, your body, your cells positively. In our body, 50 trillion cells are there. Every cell is communicated to each other. Every cell is connected to universe. So whatever I am thinking, it is going all over whole universe. So my communication is very important. That is called meditation. Now all over the world, major diseases, illness, type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, stroke, cancer, hypertension, and along with this, now depression is becoming a major problem. Now we all are estimating, if we will not change ourselves in coming time, depression will be the major player, major leading cause of death. It will take over coronary artery disease and other diseases. That is why it is very important to create a harmony in our mind. Depression is nothing but is a bankruptcy of thoughts. When my thinking is becoming negative, expectations are more, our neurotransmitter chemicals become less. Serotonin level, dopamine level goes down. And whenever these level goes down, depression starts and person has to take antidepressant drug to increase the level. So we have to correct psychologically and emotionally our level. Second important organ I learned during these 9 months is heart and lung, cardiopulmonary pump. Both are connected to each other. 0.3 second is contraction, 0.5 second is relaxation. Heart is pumping blood to all the organs of the body. Lung is giving oxygen to blood, and oxygenated blood goes to the body. Whenever oxygen level becomes less due to fear, heartbeat become more or less due to anxiety and stress, oxygenated blood goes less and less to body, and that causes mutation of genes, genetic mutation, oxidative stress, and that is a first cause of illness in the body. The first physiological cause of illness is oxidative stress, inflammation, and then to genetic mutation. That is why it is very important to do breathing exercise every day. Do your breathing exercise every day. That is why it is becoming very popular, to increase our immunity. Whichever way you want to do it, after your exercise, after your free time, any time in the day, do little bit deep breathing. Even at workplace also, I do my breathing exercise. If I get 1 minute, 2 minute, I relax myself and I do my breathing exercise. Physically, if we see in our body, why disease is there? Toxins are produced in the body. Toxins are produced due to diet, emotion, and environment. And if toxins remain longer in our body, they can cause any illness in the body. That is why Recently, we saw people are telling drink warm water, hot water, so that our toxins come out. Drink enough of water, depending on the season. Emotions are very important. As in recent causes of illness, I was seeing chronic constipation, acidity, lack of sleep, sedentary lifestyle, they all are there. But the major cause I have seen in all the people which I interact with the people whenever they come, generally I ask them what happened 1 year before, 2 years before, 3 years before this illness. What happened here? You were healthy and now you are sick. So what happened 6 months before, 1 year before, 2 years before in your mind? What was sudden trauma happened to you? In depression we see sometimes sudden trauma, sudden loss, which happened, that is normal. But now I can say that sudden emotional trauma was there. So emotional stress is becoming a major factor in causing illness. I totally agree with Mother Teresa before she left. She said, the terrible poverty of human life is what? What is the terrible poverty of human life? She said, loneliness and being unloved. Loneliness and being unloved. And I am seeing now these two factors in our country also. These two factors were common in Western world. I used to see there. Now loneliness is becoming a major issue in our country also. One son, one daughter, they gone. Mother, father worked hard. They studied. They got a job. And they gone for a good career and job. Mother and father, lonely. Loneliness and emptiness create many illness. And even I have seen in some people, emptiness can create some form of cancer. Cancer is nothing as it is a overproduction of uncontrolled cells. When cells are multiplying, growth is uncontrolled, that form a lump and that is cancer. Psychologically, if I see, it is filling the space which was created by loneliness. In one study, they saw those who live beyond 100. In many studies, they saw those who live beyond 100, two factors were there. One was connectivity and second was relationship. Social connectivity and relationship. Good relationship and social connections are very important. As I already said, we are a human being. I am at work, I am at home. If my relationships are good, my body neuroendocrine axis will work good. If my connectivity is good with the people, I am a simple person, whatever money I have, whatever role I have, whatever title I have, those are immaterial. Having all those things, if I am simple and I am connected to people, I am talking to people, those who are working with me, whichever level they are, I am easy, I am not tight, my total system, nervous system will work good. Because whenever I overreact due to ego, due to stress, my steroid hormones are released more in the body. Two adrenals are situated over the kidney. They are very important gland in the body. Whenever there is overreaction, they release more in the body. And whenever they are released more in the body, they are going to hit any system, any organ in the body. They are like a bullet. They are needed. Steroid hormones are necessary for the body. But whenever they are released more, they are going to create some problem in the body. And psychologically, I have seen when I am reacting, overreacting, anger is there without any reason, continuously it is there. For some time it is okay, but continuously happening, then my immune system will go down. That is why now new system has started for wellness. First is our mind-body connection. How my mind is connected to my body. I will say one beautiful sentence. Whenever I take mind-body medicine lecture, in one simple sentence, if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. If you mind, it matters. If I mind, small things happening around me, body mind, body release. If you don't mind, I ignore it, I let go it, doesn't happen anything in the body. Now trick is how to live with minimum of steroid hormone in the body, adrenal in the body. So one field is mind-body medicine. Second field is now coming psychoneuroimmunology, PNI. Lot of research are coming. Third is epigenetics. Now many doctors, they are talking. Genes are there, but something more is above the gene. Who's telling the genes to mutate? So new fields are coming in medical science also. And I remember candidate Siepert. She was mother of psychoneuroimmunology, scientist in neurosciences, professor in USA. Published more than 250 papers, received many awards. Her book is Molecules of Emotion. In that book, she has mentioned our body cells. Before, we used to think only brain is secreting neuropeptides. Our whole body secrete neuropeptides. She has mentioned our GIT, our intestine, stomach, is the second brain of the body. One brain is here, one brain is our GIT, intestine, stomach, large intestine, small intestine. It is a second brain. 70% healing immunity is here in our intestine. Whatever happened in my mind at emotional level, it is reflected in my intestine. That is why many times we have seen our children, whenever they have not done their homework, school homework, they tell their parents, I'm getting pain in abdomen. Fear is here, pain is here. Our intestine is very sensitive. That is why in any OPD, in any hospital, GIT patients are more and GIT medicines are more. Because our each emotion affects our each organ of the body. Research shows as bacteria and virus affect particular organ and system of the body, as particular emotion affect our particular system of the body. I remember Dr. Colonel Chopra, father of Dr. Deepak Chopra, visited Mount Abu many years back. After his talk on mind-body medicine, one person asked, sir, I got stomach ulcer, what I should eat? Generally, we change our diet. Dr. Colonel Chopra, he is not no more, he said, it is not important what you are eating, it is important what is eating you. If I get irritation fast, if I get upset fast, if I get anger fast, chances of ulcer and irritable bowel syndrome are there. Majority of intestinal problem, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, even some cancer, they are related to our direct or indirect stress. So stress is a trigger factor. Stress is important, but moderate stress is necessary. But when stress become more, it become distress. They have seen there is an optimal level of stress where people work more better. Zero stress is not possible. Moderate stress is good for our health also. But whenever it becomes more and more, it becomes distress. Stress is a mismatch between demand and resources. When demand is more, resources are not there, that stress causes problem. Whenever there is a stress, our total system of psychoneuroimmunology get activated. Our heartbeat, our blood pressure, our blood sugar, everything goes high. That is why it is important to manage our day-to-day stress. acute stress and chronic stress are there. Acute stress, majority time we can handle it. Emotional stress, acute emotional stress can cause problem, can give rise heart attack, sudden some news. Chronic stress give irritation, and that we have to sort it out. Another definition of stress is a expectations are more. Reality is different. Happiness is reality minus expectations. That is why now I have seen youngsters, they are taking those jobs where they are enjoying it rather than money. That money, title, post, position has gone now. In 21st century, people are selecting the job depending on their inner gut feeling and emotion and happiness. Gut feeling is same. We always say intuition and gut feeling. Gut feeling means whenever some thought arise, it give rise something in my intestine. And if my intestines are good, no tightness, I can take decision. Because they say decision is a very important factor in our life. And sometime due to lack of decision give rise stress. And people, they don't take decision. They postpone it. But whenever we take decision as per our gut feeling, we can take out very fast. And this is a very beautiful subject I covered recently. Catching power. Catching power means before things happen, if I am getting intuition and vibration in advance, I can solve the problem. This is another subject of spirituality. How I can get the catching power? Catching power is possible when my mind and intellect, they are working very good. I remember very beautiful example of Professor Stephen Hawking, who was a scientist in UK professor. In 1963, he had a motor neuron disease, autoimmune disorder, in which total body was paralyzed. Nothing was working. Everything was connected to computer and sound. Food also was given through pipes. Only few cells were working in the brain. Doctor said 2 years. But he survived till 2018. Only 2 years back. During this period, he wrote many books. He became one of the leading scientists of the world. New theories, black hole theories, quantum physics. I was thinking how he done it. As doctor said, only 2 years. How he went so long? Whatever was there, he accepted and he worked on that. Then he had a mission and purpose of the life which he created and he went on. And I have seen one of the beautiful factor in cancer patient, in my cancer patient also, the major factor which helped to heal cancer patient is purpose of the life, mission of the life. I remember one lady, she had a CA breast, carcinoma of breast, stage 4. Totally, it was fixed mass. Metastasis was there in liver and lung. As a medically, we thought nothing can be done. But she said, do something. And we started first line of chemotherapy. During 2 cycle of chemotherapy, she is responding. She started responding. I asked, what is in your mind? From where I learned. She said, I got a daughter of 18 year old. Till she is not going to get married, I am not going to die. She responded, daughter get married, everything completed, 2-3 years, and after 3 years again, maths, and she died. Mission is over. So I'll always say, whenever something happens and we go to hospital by any reason, never talk too much about disease. Talk about yourself. Even going for surgery, listen your song, be positive, be happy. Healing will be faster. If we talk too much about our illness to everyone, our thought goes to universe, and many people, they got this thought, they get this thought, and they all will come and vibration will come to you and more problem will be there. Whenever I remember our Dadi's, chief of Brahma Kumari, whenever anybody used to ask them how you are feeling, even in the hospital, she was going to be operated after surgery. She used to ask the doctor, how you are feeling? Doctor used to ask, how you are? She say, I am okay. How you are? That give a special reason that doctor to visit Mount Abu. And she is still surviving more than 93 years. Positivity increase our immunity. Because there is a physical immunity, there is a spiritual immunity. Physical immunity, we all know, given by the government many directions, we are following it. But the main is our spiritual immunity. Immunity is in white blood cell, in intestine, in skin, in lungs, spleen, thymus. They all organs are for the immunity. And I have seen whenever we suppress our emotions, our immunity goes down. Whenever there is a fear without any reason, our immunity goes down. So to activate that immunity, we have to do our physical approaches, exercise and diet, breathing. But along with that, we have to do our mental level and psychological level. That is why there is a very important nerve goes from brain to various organ of body, vagus nerve. And vagus nerve is a very important loop. I will say it is a loop of law. Whenever vagus nerve is good, working good, our immunity is good, our stress level is low. And vagus nerve activated by unconditional support and love and care. So Every morning after giving thoughts to myself, I do my simple exercise on my heart that you are okay, you are doing good. And they have seen whenever anxiety is there, our oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin level goes down. Whenever depression is there, all three level goes down. Whenever love is there, this is a research. And whenever there is a love unconditionally, all three level goes up. Oxytocin is very important to protect ourselves, to protect ourselves from even cancer. And they have seen that this level goes whenever we are psychologically, emotionally strong. When we are doing something more than our profession, my serotonin level goes up. I am a doctor, I am seeing the patient. But when I am doing something more than my profession, my serotonin level will go up. Whenever there is a connectivity with the people, I am not egoistic, I am easy. My serotonin, dopamine level will go up. Whenever I am doing something good, my level will go up. Endorphin level goes up by exercise. But oxytocin level goes whenever we are contributing something more for universe, more than self. And that is what I learned, that as a doctor, I have to do something more. I remember one labor coming to one small young labor. She came to me, 16-year-old. She had a pain in abdomen. Ultrasound done by private doctor. Then I thought, let me do better ultrasound. I talked to my doctor at Global Hospital. She said, I will not go alone, because she never went to Global Hospital. They are covered by ESI. I said, don't worry, call your mother and I will go with you. Though it was not my job, I went with her, stand there, ultrasound was there. That went deeply in her mind and that gave me extra happiness. Whenever I remember that situation, whenever that girl come in front, my serotonin level goes up. They ask me, why you are here, sir? I say, my serotonin, I'm increasing my serotonin. So contributing something more to society, increase your energy level. Because basically we are energy. Soul is nothing, it is energy. And energy is communicating with vibration. And now this age is of vibration. Communication is by vibration. So whenever we reduce our negative thoughts, our vibration level goes up. The most negative thought is, I am not good. I am worthless. I cannot do it. Whenever I do the analysis, those people who are coming, youngster, depression people also, basic factor is, I am not good, I am worthless. In one study, Dr. Maxwell has seen, a plastic surgeon from USA, he used to do plastic surgery of young girls on the face. Due to various causes of disfigurement, and they used to feel very low. And when he done the surgery, all become normal, still out of 100, some girls still used to feel low. Then he went deeply, what is the real cause? And then he come out with the cause, their self-image was low. their self-worth was low. In psychology, I will say, in life I have seen, only factor psychotherapy means nothing, improving self-worth, self-image. If I don't feel guilt, if I don't feel I am not good, if I don't feel I am not good, my self-worth will be good. Go on improving your self-worth, even your student, your children, they will be emotionally strong. They will be healthy. I remember one college of engineering I went many years back. After talking, cheering, professor was thinking everything is okay. He said, my students are good. But after talk, many students came crying, and the only factor was somewhere their self-worth was not good. To improve the self-worth, we have to work constantly on that. Because whenever self-worth is not good, guilt comes. And once guilt comes, depression is going to come. Guilt, I will say, it is like a cancer. So never allow guilt to come in my mind. Whenever it comes, tell yourself, I am good. I am okay. God has created me. I am a beautiful human being. Accept your worth, whatever you are good. In psychology we say, I am okay, you are okay, everything okay. Recently somebody asked, in this changing world, how I can say, I am okay, you are okay, everything okay, because nothing is okay. There was a book of Dr. Thomas Cook, I Am Okay, You Are Okay, in which he has given different personalities. One personality was, I am not okay, you are not okay, nothing okay. One is, I am okay, you are not okay. Superiority complex, inferiority complex. I said, I am not okay, you are not okay, but that is okay. In changing world, we all are not perfect. Perfection is good. But sometime perfection gives stress. So accepting myself as a total human being, beautiful human being, I am a beautiful actor sent by the God to play my part. And everyone who is playing the part with me, they are also beautiful. That thing I learned here, a deeper part of psychology. That whoever are here, they are very beautiful human being. Positivity, negativity are different. Emotions are neutral. But I have to see them as a beautiful human being. So whenever I become non-judgmental, I become happy. Do not judge everything as you are. See the thing as they are and accept them, which we call positive attitude, and which I learned very deeply. I remember one beautiful story which I always used to give. One father is very rich. He wants that his child should go to village and see what is poverty. So he will know what is poverty. He sent the child to a village. Child went to village. three nights, come back home, and father asked, you must be knowing now what is poverty. Child said, we have one dog in our home. There at village, they had 50-60 dogs were roaming here and there. We have a swimming pool like this. They had a big river there in the village. We got imported lights, but when I lie down, I saw the sky and so many stars are there. Today I realize I am so poor. So that depends on our perception. And everything now coming in human wellness is how you perceive the things in your life. Dr. Bruce Lipton has wrote many books and we become very famous on genetic work and epigenetic work. And he said very beautifully that our cells depend on our perception. Our cellular condition depends on our perception. Our genetic also depend on our perception. That is what he said. 99% before we used to think everything is genetic. Now he said only 1% is genetic, 99% is our own lifestyle. So if I want to become healthy, I have to change my perception. How I am taking my things in my life. Lastly, I will come to thinking brain and emotional brain, which is a very major problem in our lifestyle. God has given us a thinking brain and emotional brain. Thinking brain, higher brain, and emotional brain is a limbic system. Whenever we perceive anything, information goes through eyes, ear to our lower brain, limbic, emotional, and it goes to higher brain, and then we take decision and it comes back to our body and we take action. But what I am observing right now, people are not using higher brain, using more of lower brain. Emotional brain. Why it become very common? Generally our thoughts should control our emotion. But right now our emotions are controlling our thoughts. That is why we taking very fast decision, impulsive, and we end up with the problem. Then we realize what I said, I should have not said. Because of our lower brain get activated. Technology is one reason we get dependent on technology. So higher brain become less active. Children are playing with whatever games, computer, they become dependent. So higher brain become less and less. So to keep a balance of thinking brain and emotional brain, we have to keep something every day out of our touch. Use your technology, but within limit. Once a week, leave your technology, mobiles, computer, for few hours, one day, so that our higher brain gets activated. Our intellect get activated. Generally our mind is giving so many negative thoughts, fear, insecurity. Those problems we are facing in our life and that creating low immunity system. And another is insecurity. I use one word FOMO. F-O-M-O. This is a new fear coming to society. FOMO means fear of missing out. This fear is coming, becoming more dominant. Preoccupied mind is there, fear of missing is there, unknown stress is there. Those all are creating problem in the mind. So our mind becomes full. There is no space. Meditation is one of the method how to create a space in our life. And that is why lost, I will say, the raw material of human life, which Dr. Bruce Lipton also said, thoughts. Our thoughts are our raw material. Create, my character will be positive, my output will be positive, my destiny will be positive. Because thoughts create vibration and energy. Each thought is a physiological, electrochemical event, creating electrochemical event in the body. Each thought carries energy and information. Each thought communicates with universe. If I want to communicate with my body, I have to communicate with my thoughts. Whatever conscious mind said, subconscious mind accept it. Our conscious mind is 10%, subconscious is 90%. So majority time in daytime we are working with our subconscious. But in meditation I learned how I become aware of my awareness. How I become conscious of my consciousness. So if I am working through my conscious mind and giving positive suggestion, it will be accepted to my body also. If I will say I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am beautiful, I am working on that, things will happen. I remember one beautiful example of one cancer doctor. He was going for a conference. Something happened in the flight and their plane was landed. He took a car from the airport to go to that city. Again, something happened in the car. Rains started. He lost the track and he reached to one house. He went inside the house. There was a lady. Lady offered a cup of tea. While drinking cup of tea, doctor saw lady was doing some prayer. And her son was lying down, young. After that prayer, doctor asked what you were doing. Lady said, my son got a rare cancer and his treatment is not possible and I cannot go to city. I am praying to God that please send some doctor who can treat my son. And the doctor was there. So our thoughts vibrate, circulate, and create law of attraction. Whatever is happening with us, it is due to our karma, our law of attraction, and due to whatever God has given the drama. All three are working together, on which our effort also works. In which Lord Krishna said, go on making your effort. Don't worry about the result. Result will happen. And that is what we saw. We go on making our effort. Result will come. So in our health, I will wind up now. To have a holistic health, do your exercise every day, walking or game or anything, whichever you like, dance, music, anything, do it 4 times, 5 times a week. Do your hobbies once a week, whichever hobby you like. Do something better other than your profession every week, which gives you your serotonin, dopamine, oxytocin level up, other than what you are doing. Humor is also physiology. On small things give you happiness. They say seriousness is a pathology, humor is a physiology. Have a good relationship at home, at work. Calm down, reduce your ego. Ego is a very difficult, negative emotion which give many problems. And that is why the first lesson of Brahma Kumari I learn is, we are a beautiful soul, actor, and everyone is a beautiful actor, so I accept myself, I accept everyone who are with me, and I am enjoying it. Love your job, whatever you are doing it. Learn to say no whenever it is required, as Steve Jobs said, whenever it is necessary, say no. So that stress level becomes less and less. And keep your thinking positive, powerful, purposeful. So 1 minute meditation we will do, only 1 minute. I will charge myself and yourself to give better health. Sit in comfortable level. Breathe in and out. I am beautiful point of energy, sitting between two eyes, over the center of forehead. Taking positive energy from Supreme God. Receiving positive healing energy from the God, allowing it to flow to all the organs of the body. I am feeling healing energy flowing to all the organs of the body. My blood pressure is normal, cholesterol level normal, heartbeat normal, blood sugar normal. I am healthy. I am healthy. I am healthy. I am beautiful. Thank you very much. First thing, whenever you are free, sit with your own self. Whenever you are totally comfortable, relaxed, sit with nature. Whatever you are drinking, cup of tea, during that time, go within. Your own soul will tell you what is your purpose of the life. Because when we become silent, our negative thoughts, wasteful thoughts become zero. And our soul starts talking to us. And whenever I listen to my soul, my intuition, which I said already, my gut feeling, a sound will come from universe also, that this is your purpose, for that you are here. And you can listen to that purpose, apply in your life, do 2, 3 times, 4 times, definitely I am going to find that mission in my life. It comes sometimes suddenly also. Whenever I release everything before my sleep, or whenever I wake up in the morning, thoughts are zero, suddenly thought will come, this is you. This is another big subject, and I think I took almost 2 hours for this lecture. Generally, catching power means vibration. It is a quantum physics. So whenever my mind and intellect and my sanskar, my software which I said, thoughts, emotion, attitude, memory, they are quiet, they are working together. Mind and intellect and sanskar, subconscious, they are working together. Then I am catching the vibration from universe, from 5 elements. As animal also get these vibration before earthquake or before something happening, they start running. Same thing, human being also get these thoughts. Only thing, because we are producing more and more our negative thoughts, wasteful thought, necessary thought, that is why we become overburdened and preoccupied. If I start giving space to myself, which is meditation, and whenever that space is there, automatic I will start catching those thoughts. And I can solve the problem in before, like those, whenever earthquake come, heavy rains come, those people, they will tell you that this thing is going to happen, and we start preparing ourselves. Same thing in our human mind is like a wireless. I read one beautiful statement here, wireless is a wireless. Whenever we are pure, pure means no negativity, then our mind becomes wireless. We are farsighted. Our intellect becomes farsighted. So intellect becomes divine, then start catching those thoughts in advance. Yeah. I think every hour we should give 1 minute, 2 minutes to ourselves. So that we are running through those thoughts, we should cut down it. What we call is traffic control. If I give traffic control of 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes in every hour, then our mind becomes silent and we can catch those things which we want in our life. fear.
Correct, correct.
Because majority fear, 99% fear are not real. Only 1% fear is real. But we take on those fear and our blood circulation, oxygen level goes down. That is, fear is so damaging. Small amount of fear is okay. That is normal. But when it becomes like what we have seen in this particular 8 months, those become more sick where those who had a fear more. And those who were happy, healthy, they were doing their exercise, they were become less sick and sick. Motivate your own self. No one is going to motivate you. You have to motivate yourself that I love you. I am best. I can do it. So every morning tell yourself so that body accept it. That I am good. I can do it. Otherwise depression is becoming very fast. I am worried about that. But if we go on doing it and start taking things less serious. Because this is a world drama, everything is happening as per drama. So we don't have to take seriously, judgmentally, less judgment, then we become happy. And happiness is counter for depression. It's a good question. We have a both given to us by the God. And that is why thinking brain generally give us solutions. Higher brain, which we call. And emotional brain is a lower brain. We have to keep a balance of both. Sometime we have to take decision in emergency. And that time our emotional brain work more during emergencies. And our higher brain give us better solution. So keep a balance of both. That is what I say. We clap. Why we clap? We do namaste. Because it is giving a balance of both. Thinking and emotional brain. Head and heart. Both are needed. But where head is needed, where heart is needed, that we have to apply it in our life. So best solution is keep a balance of both. Think like vocal cord is here in the center of the body. Yeah, center. So whenever I have to say, I have to think and I have to feel it, what I am going to say. Head and heart balance is there. So keep a balance of both. Both are needed. I will not say thinking brain or... We need emotion also whenever we are loving our children. But love, not it will give me heart attack. Sometime extreme of both can give problem. Like if child done something good and I become so happy and give heart attack. I would have given so many examples. But happiness, how much happiness, you have to keep a balance of. If I become so happy, then it become hard. Today I heard something like that. The person get a heart attack. So lottery, I got the lottery and I become extremely happy, heart attack come. So keep a balance of both. How much happiness, how much fear, how much emotion come to my life, I have to control it. My thoughts should control my emotion, not emotion should control my thoughts. That is why in my book I have said, think before you think. Change is happening always. Even I accept or not accept. In my body also, changes are happening. My bone, my cells, they are dying, new cells are coming. Every time I inhale or exhale, my 10 to the power 22 atoms are going outside. Changes are happening naturally. Entropy is taking place naturally. But what change I need in my life, I have to see it. I don't say accept means accept those things which not under your control. Where your control is not there. Something happened. Some accident happened, or something happened with the car, or something happened with the child. You cannot do it anything. Now accept it and move forward. Acceptance means where my control is not there. But correct it where you can control it. That is what I said. Like traffic jam is there and I am in the traffic. Now jam is there, I cannot come out. I have to calm down for a while, then it move out. If you can do it, something, do it. But that is what acceptance means. Where something happened and my control is not there, I am accepting it. Something fracture happened. Like I will give you example, a lady was here 3 years back and she had a fracture of hand. So I asked, how you are feeling? She had a fracture now. She had to accept. She say, oh, I am feeling very good now. I don't have to work at home for 3 weeks. So she accepted. That is called acceptance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much and all the best to all of you.